Hello, beautiful people, and today's podcast of Exploring Life, we are going to explore empathy. And what I mean by empathy is pretty much the ability for someone to feel someone's emotions and understand where they are coming from. And what I want to explore in this podcast is examples of someone who is not able to provide the proper empathy in order to help a situation. And defining help a situation, I like to bring it back to this basic idea. In life, we either experience events, memories, ideas, situations that fill us with love, or we experience such that make us feel like we lack love. So potential situations that might make someone feel a lack of love is someone who doesn't say sorry, who doesn't empathize with our feelings, who doesn't care about us, people that we care about and they don't share the same care, or belief systems that make us feel less or make us feel weird for being ourselves. And then being filled with love is the opposite. You feel healed, you feel joyful, you feel like you can be yourself, you feel love for who you are, you feel filled with joy, and you feel mended. It's this fullness feeling. So we're going to explore the difference. We're going to explore, because I truly believe through contrast, that's how we learn so much more. That's how we can really dive into a topic and start to see it in our own lives. So once again, a lack of empathy is a precursor to a lack of love. If someone is not able to express empathy for people, situations, whatever it may be, it's not because there's something wrong with them per se, because technically there's something wrong with everyone, you know, we're all going through something. But deep down, it's a behavioral issue that stems from a place of lack of love. And I'm not talking or going into the area of diagnosing anyone or mental health or anything like that. I'm just talking about lack of empathy and being able to express empathy. So very generalized terms in order to help reach the most people in this podcast. So before we explore certain characteristics or behaviors of someone who lacks empathy, why would someone lack empathy? Like, let's go one layer of abstraction above lack of love. So if lack of love is the source of this feeling of lack of empathy, if we go one more layer up, what would be another reason why someone lacks empathy with a little more specificity? And I would say that for most people, it's somehow related to trauma, where people were not empathetic to this person. And because they weren't empathetic, there was a conditioned response for them to protect themselves, where other people didn't feel their emotions, they didn't feel seen, they didn't feel heard, they didn't feel noticed for their emotions. And so either they started developing a way of dealing with people where, if they're not going to consider my emotions, then I won't consider their emotions. And maybe it was a way to get back at people. Another potentiality is maybe they grew up in a household where emotions weren't talked about, where emotions weren't considered in conflicts and discussions. Or maybe only certain people's emotions were considered, but that other people's emotions weren't considered. So for example, you do something wrong and your parent yells at you, which is them expressing a certain emotion, and they're yelling and yelling and yelling at you, and they punish you, but they don't even consider the emotional impact that you feel. They don't consider how their yelling impacts you. They don't consider the emotions behind why you did what you did. They completely bypass, do not focus on it, and they only focus on their emotions. So people who don't feel seen, people who feel a lack of love, they start to build a barrier around their heart when they think, oh, this person isn't considering my emotions. I have to protect myself. How can I protect myself when this is this situation, when that is that situation? And so that is how trauma becomes ingrained in the body and how there are defense mechanisms used to protect someone. So trauma is stored in the body, and then people create defense mechanisms in order to protect themselves so that they don't get more trauma. So it comes from a good place, like with the intention to protect oneself. But however, there are much better ways, because in the end, when you try to protect yourself in such a way that creates more trauma, but you think you're not creating more trauma, that's when it is an issue. So these people are acting in ways that they think will protect themselves from being hurt, but it actually creates more trauma in them, and it can cause trauma to be created in other people. I guess a better word would be miscreated in themselves and miscreated in other people. So let's use an example, another one. Let's say that there's a person and there's a little kid, and the mom just doesn't ever ask how the kid is doing. The kid never talks about their emotions. They don't even know it's a discussion. They feel things, but they don't really talk about it. And then when the kid is crying because the kid is sad, and then the mom says, stop crying, stop feeling those emotions, stop it, that's not allowed. The mom is doing it because for her, it's annoying. For her, she doesn't want people to look at the kid. She doesn't want to disrupt people. It comes from a good place where she just wants to continue shopping. Let's say they're at Nordstrom Rack, whatever. But the kid is expressing their emotions, which is healthy to do, even if it might not be the most benefit. It's important for them to be seen. They are saying, hey, I need to be seen. Hey, I need to be considered right now. So instead of the mom saying, hey, stop it, stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about, I'll give you something, I'll take away this, I'll give you a timeout. If the mom just listened to what the kid was crying about, what they were feeling, and tapped into that emotion, then potentially they could figure out a way to get the kid to stop crying and also help the kid heal. By empathy, help that kid feel loved rather than scared that they're going to get their ass whooped or they're going to get things taken away and they're going to get in trouble when they get home. So maybe that's a hug. Maybe that's, everything's going to be okay, I totally feel you, we're going to be out of here and you're going to be able to take a nap. Here, I have a special little cookie for you. Enjoy this cookie. I love you so much. Giving that kid love through feeling their emotions, understanding where they're coming from, is going to help them feel safe and comfortable to feel their emotions, to express their emotions. And when they notice, when they're aware that you are acknowledging their emotions, when you are showing awareness, when you are expressing that you see them, you hear them, and you are helping them heal by giving them love, you are actually teaching them. You are actually training them to be empathetic. You are training them to share this with other people, to learn to identify when someone is showing their emotions. Okay, how can I help this person? How can I fill them with love? It's going to teach that child, once again, how to love. It's going to teach that person, that little kid that's going to become a grown person one day, how to identify someone's emotions, be able to relate to them, and help them heal with the love that they can give. So like I said, a lot of a lack of empathy has to do with people who feel a lack of love, who don't feel seen, who feel overridden by other people's emotions. And this causes them to become cold, out of touch. It causes them to not be able to relate to people who are suffering, not being able to understand minority groups, understand what they're going through, and so forth. And these people, then they have trouble feeling happy for others. They have trouble making or keeping friends. They have trouble getting along with family members. And the reason is not because they're a bad person. I don't believe in bad people. I just believe that through people's conditionings, through whatever family they grew up with, you know, we take on the ancestral burdens. We take on what we learn from our parents, and then we have to go through this process of deconditioning, of removing the harmful behavior and replacing it with positive behavior, with behavior that is beneficial for ourselves and with other people. And the best way to do this is becoming aware of how we feel, how other people feel, how we make other people feel, how we make ourselves feel, and starting to analyze this. So I always encourage people, if they have the money, they have the time, definitely consider this, getting a counselor, a therapist, because if you think about it, they literally spent so many years to become trained in empathy and understanding people's emotions, ideas, where they're coming from, and they could give you so many helpful tips. And to me, it's 100% worth the money. I personally encourage counseling and therapy over like joining a church and like doing whatever, because again, if we're trying to decondition from harmful behavior, if we're trying to decondition, you're going to want to go to someone who specializes in deconditioning, not someone who specialized in a certain interpretation of the Bible, who thinks that this interpretation of the Bible is going to help heal your trauma or help heal your relationships. Like, yeah, it's great to read religious texts. It's great to work on your relationships in religion and so forth. But if we're talking about the science of psychology, if we're talking about the science of improving yourself, deconditioning from harmful, traumatic behavior with backed up science, you're going to want to go to someone who specializes in that. You know, I just personally remember that within any system that you place yourself in, you will be conditioned. So if you are placing yourself in systems such as religions, don't be shocked when you are being primed and conditioned to think a certain way, believe a certain way, interpret things a certain way. So you are putting on conditionings of that group, of that system of thought. And so you can totally do that. But if you want to go through the process of deconditioning, which is removing everything that is not you, that is potentially harmful, not helpful, you would go to a specialist who isn't biased according to a certain religion and isn't going to try to condition you, but rather someone who's going to focus on helping you unpack your trauma, help you heal your trauma, help you decondition from systems of thought from within religion or within your family system, within friends. It's the process of releasing. So that's just something that I always encourage people, because it helped me incredibly when I went to a counselor and when I had someone to talk about this and to decondition. That process was extremely valuable, and I am who I am today because I went through that process of deconditioning. And again, you do not need a counselor. You do not need a therapist. You can talk to your friends. You can talk to whoever. It's just, if you have the ability to talk to a specialist, why not? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you can go and self-diagnose yourself on WebMD. You can have your mom or your dad or whatever self-diagnose you and what they think it is. But why not just go to a doctor? You know, why not just go to someone who spent 5, 6, 7 years studying symptoms to better diagnose yourself so that you can get the medication or the help that you need in order to heal faster? It's just a matter of like, how much time and energy are you wanting to put into this? How much time and energy are you willing to put into healing your trauma so that this lack of empathy turns into healing and fullness of empathy and being able to express it to people, being able to share it with people so that they can be healed if they feel any lack of empathy? So yeah, that's what I have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks again. I really appreciate you guys. I love talking about this stuff. I love exploring it with you. Every time when I start talking about something like this, I always think, oh wow, instantly, like the rest of the day, I'm going to be dwelling on this. Like, is this lack of empathy, or am I giving them a lot of love? Am I giving them empathy? What am I doing? Also, highly encourage journaling. Once again, what triggers you, when you felt lack of empathy, when you felt like people were being empathetic. Being able to relate and understand ourselves is super important in being able to understand other people. So if you don't understand yourself, then it's going to be really, really hard to understand other people, because the parts that you don't understand about yourself will be projected onto other people. And if you don't understand those aspects, how are you going to understand any aspect about that situation that you don't understand? It's going to be a muddled mess. But the minute you focus on putting energy and time and exploring who you truly are, it's going to make such a difference, I promise you. So whether you just go and you start journaling and you start doing that, or you also see a therapist, a counselor, either or, you don't need one or the other. Whatever helps you, awesome. I am so proud of you. You're doing a great job. I love you. Keep being amazing. And yeah, I'll see you later, I guess. I mean, or talk to you later. All right, see you guys later. I mean, bye.